Good to be on with you. And
thank you.
Unfortunately, some of my Democratic colleagues have been playing politics with intelligence for the entire 4 years I've been on the Senate Intelligence Committee. They set out back in 2003 to prove that Bush lied or misled us going into the Iraq War. We did an extensive two-year investigation and found out the intelligence was flawed. One of the reasons it was flawed was because during the Clinton administration, they cut the budget of the intelligence budget by 20% and got rid of all the human assets that we should have had on the ground. But the analysis was not good. But the intelligence estimates that were given to the president and were given to Congress clearly showed that Iraq was a great danger, and everybody knew that Iraq had violated all of the resolutions passed by the UN, and President Clinton even pushed for and got a resolution pushing a regime change in Iraq back in 98. We concluded 2 years of that, came out with a finding. There was no lies, no misleading, and the Democrats have insisted on going back and for another 2 years instead of working on getting our intelligence operations up to speed. We spent another 2 years looking in the rearview mirror, and they still haven't proven anything. So now they are relying on a misinterpretation of leaked information from the National Intelligence Estimate.
Well,
so
yeah,
it is a political season.
And Senator, it's amazing. A lot of the headlines literally confirm what President Bush has been saying, but they do it in a very sneaky way. The big headline is, oh, Iraq is now breeding ground for terrorism. And then in a little small print under that headline, it says, that report concedes that we've had major victories against the terrorists in Iraq. I mean, it's like it's an afterthought. That's why we're there.
Well, not only that, but, you know, after the war, after we knocked out Saddam Hussein, we set up something called the Iraqi Survey Group.
Right.
David Kaye went in, and he gave us classified reports and classified reports. Finally, he declassified his reports and said publicly, Iraq was a far greater danger than even we knew.
Right.
Terrorists were running loose in there. Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, who now thankfully is dead, was operating there. Saddam had been funding Hezbollah, or paying bonuses to suicide bombers, and there had been several contacts, although Saddam was not directly involved in 9/11. We do know that David Kaye said the real danger, if we didn't do something in Iraq, was that they could gin up their chemical and biological weapons production,
right,
and turn those over to the terrorist groups. So
sure.
We stopped that, and we have significantly degraded Al-Qaeda's ability, and they are back on their heels, as they have admitted.
I'll tell you what I hurt for, Senator. I hurt for soldiers. I know how busy you are, and we got about less than a minute with you, but lost in this political season, as you call it, and you're right, are these brave men and women who day in and day out are putting their lives on the line for us, fighting for their country, and having to be made aware of this absolute rhetorical garbage. I just hurt for our men and women of the armed forces right now.
Well, my son happens to be one of those. He was a Marine in Iraq, in Fallujah, for a year.
God bless him.
He's getting ready to go back again.
Yes, sir.
And the news media, which totally distorts the national TV and some of the major newspapers that distort what's going on,
drive
all those people crazy.
Yeah, well, they have to be. Senator, keep fighting the good fight. It's great getting your perspective. I know how busy you are. Senator Kit Bond here on the Mike Gallagher Show.